The old police report was typed, single-spaced. Case number 10500368 was categorized as a closed sexual battery case. There were 18 girls, ranging in age from 14 to 18, listed as possible victims. All of their names were blacked out. There were witnesses, too. Their names also blacked out. The evidence was difficult to discern, except through the trained eye of a police detective. I had probably read thousands of police reports in my long journey through journalism. When you're covering a story, the police report often forms the backbone of your work, and you can count yourself lucky when you get a cop who knows how to write, does so legibly, and sneaks in scraps of life that make your story more vivid, helping readers understand the human part of tragedy. A teddy bear found in the back seat of a wrecked car, a yellowed photograph in a dead man's wallet, the words of a father, mother, or son upon learning they had lost a loved one. A writer treasures the smallest of details. They don't come often, so when you are given them, they are gold. The Jeffrey Epstein police report was not one of those golden police reports. At 109 pages, the tome included probable cause affidavits, arrest warrants, and nearly 50 separate reports, most of them written by Joe Ricari, then a 30-something police detective who had risen through the ranks of the Palm Beach Police Department. The gregarious Queens-born detective had moved to Florida with his family at the age of 13, but never lost his New York swagger and his love for the Yankees. He began his law enforcement career in the Palm Beach State Attorney's Office in the mailroom. The scrawny 19-year-old then graduated to become a process server, who had the thankless job of serving cops with subpoenas to appear in court. "That's where I got my start in law enforcement," Ricari said. "I did the mail for the investigations team at the State Attorney's Office. That's where I got my love for investigations." After 5 years, Ricari left the state attorney's office to attend the police academy. In 1991, he was hired as a patrolman by the town of Palm Beach, Florida. In just 3 years, he was promoted to detective. Ricari wasn't book educated. He didn't have a college degree, like many of the officers who came before or after him on the force. In some ways, he was an odd fit on an island populated by some of the most affluent people in the world, including more pro sports team owners than anywhere in the country. Howard Stern, Jimmy Buffett, Rod Stewart, and John Bon Jovi all have, or had, winter estates in Palm Beach. But Joe had a knack for putting people at ease, and he was brilliant at his job. He was a sharp dresser and smoked a pack of cigarettes a day. He was charming and polite, with a boyish grin and prankster sense of humor. "He used to impersonate me, and he was good at it," his chief, Michael Reiter, said. "Talking to Joe was like talking to your cousin across the kitchen table. He was the salt of the earth kind of cop." At the time Ricari took over the Jeffrey Epstein case, he was divorced and had started dating Jennifer, who worked in the police department's administration. He had 2 children from a previous marriage, a daughter who was 8, and a 6-year-old son. Ricari knew at the outset that the Epstein case was more complex than the usual crimes he had handled during his career. What he didn't know was how the case would haunt him for the rest of his life. Reading his police report was like reading a story with half the words in another language, or trying to put together a puzzle with half the pieces missing. The names of sexual assault victims and minors are routinely blacked out in police reports to protect victims' identities, so this report was typical. But I nevertheless was able to piece together the basics of the crime. The suspect, Jeffrey Epstein, was an uber-wealthy financial advisor who sexually abused dozens of teenage girls in Palm Beach, offering them money for massages and manipulating them into believing he cared so much about them that he would pay for their college or art schools or help them become the next Victoria's Secret supermodel. He was able to persuade many of them to work for him by recruiting new victims, similar to a sexual pyramid scheme.